Oh, oh.
Be nice. Okay, I'll get my reins and we'll be ready. My name's Marcel Berrio, and I've been in harness racing all my life, practically, ever since I can walk. Here we go. We're off now. Professionally, I started driving and training them when I was 21 years old. And compare it to hockey players making National Hockey League. Me, it's harness racing making the big leagues. Being here is the big leagues to me. The work schedule, it's quite hefty because there's a lot of hours involved. Like first thing, it's 7 days a week. You got to be on call like 24 hours because a horse can get sick and you got to come in and stuff like that. But my day starts around 6 o'clock in the morning, and we finish up 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then have a nap in case we race that night. We don't get home till midnight, so a lot of hours. This business here, as far as money's concerned, depends a lot on the luck that you have or the success, I should say, that you have. Trainers gets 5% of whatever the horse earns, and the driver gets 5%. And I do both, so that's 10% of the earning that the owner gets for their horses comes to me. So in a good year, you could very easily make $100,000, and a bad year, it could go down to minimal, like, you know, $30,000. I had a few bad days, like I can remember the date, May 4th, 2002. We're in a race, and I'm sitting right up front, and my horse made a step, a funny step. He went down, and seven other horses went over top, like there was seven horses involved in an accident. I was at the bottom, and I woke up. I had some cuts in my face and had plastic surgery, cracked ribs also at the same time. And so as far as quitting after that accident, never even crossed my mind. I just couldn't wait to get back to work. I would have been back the next day if I could have. I love horses, and the animal, they're almost like a person. It seems like you're talking to them and they listen to you. They want to express themselves, and if you catch on, they'll be your friend forever. Okay, now comes the time for the blanket. And in your stall. Okay, come on.